Blackstone Audio presents Penric and the Shaman, a fantasy novella in the world of the five gods, by Lois McMaster Bujold. This book is read by Grover Gardner. 1. Five gods, but vultures were huge when seen at this distance. The bird cocked its pale head on its sinuous neck, peering at Inglis like a near-sighted old man, as if uncertain whether he was its enemy or its breakfast, judging by the graying of the scudding damp sky overhead. It shuffled back and forth, its pantaloon feathers stirring on its legs as it raised one talon-tipped foot and contemplated its dilemma. The hooked yellow beak seemed to take aim. Inglis opened his parched mouth and gusted a harsh hiss, like the fire in a blacksmith's forge when the bellows blew. The bird skipped back a pace, raising vast brown wings, as if it were a villain in a play, swirling his cloak just before declaiming his defiance to fate. Fate, it seemed, had Inglis at bay now. Run to ground. He scratched at that hard ground with a gloved hand, leather cold and stiff, but grubbed up only snow. Not enough light yet to see if there was much blood on it. The steep vale he had climbed out of last night was a shadowed gulf, the ice and the rocks a mosaic of white and black streaks, the scrubby trees vague claws. His head ached abominably. He had thought that a freezing man was supposed to go numb, but his trapped leg continued to throb. One last heave failed to shift any.